In Blackwater Woods, Mary Oliver. Look, the trees are turning their own bodies into pillars of light, are giving off the rich fragrance of cinnamon and fulfillment. The long tapers of cattails are bursting and floating away over the blue shoulders of the ponds. And every pond, no matter what its name is nameless now. Every year, everything I have ever learned in my lifetime leads back to this, the fires and the black river of loss, whose other side is salvation, whose meaning none of us will ever know. To live in this world, you must be able to do three things: to love what is mortal, to hold it against your bones, knowing your own life depends on it, and when the time comes to let it go, to let it go. I'd like to invite you to close your eyes and in your mind imagine a place that is very comfortable, a place where you feel safe, a place where you feel at ease, a place that's big enough for you and a visitor or two. At least it's big enough for that. It might be indoors, it might be outdoors, it might be a place that you're familiar with or a place you're creating right now in your mind. Take a few breaths in that place. There's nowhere to go. Nothing you need to get done, just being. Being in that place. Now I'd like you to invite in a person, a loved one who has died. Invite this person in with you to share this safe and comfortable place. And we're gonna take some time to imagine a conversation. Perhaps there are things you need to say. What are those things? Perhaps it's just an embrace, one more time. Maybe you have questions. Questions. Maybe there are things you're longing to hear. You can continue this conversation if you like, or perhaps you may have another person that you'd like to invite into this space, and if so, you can find a moment of closure with this first visitor and invite in another, or you can continue the conversation with your first visitor if you like. Are there things you've learned from this person? Things you'd like to acknowledge? Words of thanks? Words of love? Maybe words of anger? Words of forgiveness? Words of apology? And their experiences that you've had that you wish to share, moments you wish this person had been present for. Are there ways this person lives through you still? Qualities you share, insights you've taken forward, even beyond this person's life. Maybe just feelings of grief, missing him, missing her. Those feelings can arise in this comfortable and safe place. This is a safe place to feel them. As you look at this visitor or these visitors with you, know that you can invite them again into your mind, into your heart. You can come back to this place. And they can come back to you in moments when you need their memory to guide you. And when you're able to find a stopping place in your imagination, you can quietly say goodbye. Just for now. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And return to our sanctuary.
Shamayim Baruch. mine.